Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 53. Yes, I checked.
Put some in my place because I had no idea what episode it was.
I actually checked. Point of View was episode 49.
And that's the latest one we released, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, so, he says, who actually did the releasing.
So since Deadmau5 Switch will be episode 50.
Yes, Demon's 50, folks. 50.
Yes, 50. Yay. Which we neglect to celebrate the time, so we're doing it now. Demons is 51. Rose Engagement, which we recorded 2 days ago, is 52. And this is 53.
And that's it. You can add up.
So to ape the podcast, which Mike is now seriously regretting. Excuse me. Actually, you might come in on this just pre-theme tune. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 53. It's Thursday, August 19th. And then theme tune. Or would that just be sort of flagrant rip-off of their style?
Well, it would be, but it wouldn't make much sense for us. Yeah, because August 19th, everybody that listened to it says, no, it isn't.
We might generate some feedback. Yes, not desperate for feedback at all. Not even a little. Episode entitled Forever and a Day, and largely features Daniel and some very surreal sequences, if memory serves.
Yes, to say this is a Daniel episode is understatement. It is pretty much the resolution of the arc of the series so far.
Yes, of the series, not the season. It's pretty much, it's the resolution of the Daniel arc. We've kicked off several other arcs, luckily, so we're not just sort of going flatline for a bit.
Yeah. If you like, it's the first major arc that gets resolved in a way that I'm quite happy with. There's no ifs or buts about it.
In the same way, it's very strange.
Oh, yes. I'd really like to be watching it for the first time again. It's one of those episodes where you want to be going along saying, what the hell's going on now? Who's that? Yeah. He's dead, isn't he? What's he saying?
It's confusing. It's strange. You get the impression Daniel's tripping at one point, but I'll comment more on that later.
May I have your attention, please?
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me.
Firefly, age 8 years old, missing since 2003. Have you seen this show?
Hello, nut job, party of one.
No, ma'am. I'm just the middleman.
The middleman. Age, 2 years old. Missing since 2008. Have you seen this show?
Where did you come from exactly?
I don't know.
Are you saying that you have amnesia but seem to know everything about everything else?
John Doe. Age, 8 years old. Missing since 2003. If you have information on any of these missing shows or have noticed other shows that have gone missing, please contact Milk Carton TV at milkcartontv.com. Thank you for your cooperation.
Enough idle and episode spoilery chit-chat.
Open the iris.
The lion is poised with his head cocked to my right, his left, and I'm hitting the spacebar in 3, 2, 1. Roar.
Okay.
And we fade in on dead
wow.
Jafar.
That must have been one hell of a party.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'd like to. I'd like to see the Jafar after the battle, sitting up, sort of holding their heads, going,
Yeah.
Clear! Let's go! Come on, folks!
What did we do last night?
Yeah, why does he bother to blow the lock on the gate when it's wood?
Yeah, good machete would take that out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe you just can't be bothered. And there is their alternate to Master Braytek, the sort of another bald man with a beard.
Kesuf, his father-in-law, Eric Avari, from the movie.
A quick shot, shall we?
Keep your people together. Go with the people of the Atari.
Many shots, and this is new.
Does not look a formidable weapon.
Yeah, but this Wii motorized gun turret thingy is new. Sure, right? And there is what has to be the most. Well, okay, not this guy. But he just wanted to, as he stands there, go, well, if I know, I'll stand here and let him shoot me instead.
I'm surprised Daniel closed his eyes.
This guy's incompetent. He's 10 feet away. I mean, seriously, what sort of guards is she employing?
Well, even Daniel was surprised he hadn't been hit.
I think he's dead.
So we have a fight idea.
Yeah, but the guy there, this is nice. This is effects heavy, expensive episode.
It is.
Okay, they're firing down, they're hitting the edge of the ridge, and yet Curtis got at least half her torso poking above the ridge, and she's pointing a tube at them. Did they not say, go, I wonder if that's a weapon. Let's kill her if she's sticking.
Of course, they've had... Oops.
This. It's like, oh, crap.
This is Zulu all over again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's Michael Caine when you need him?
No, I'm sorry, they'd be overrun in seconds.
They were considering, you know, every man's got to be hit 4 or 5 times to get through the armour.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're really close. Oh, good.
Yeah, that bloke gets hit through the metal shielding.
Well, actually, around the metal shielding. I'll talk about a brief personal experience similar to that during the credit sequence. Daniel's running towards, and here's Jack. They're coming close way too quickly. They should have been overrun like 30 seconds ago.
You can understand why the Guo would need a lot of foot soldiers.
They're crap.
Mm.
Jerry. Or, what is it? Nuxon is from...
Yeah, okay. Amine,
yes. But you called her a Nuxon before, actually.
I did, yeah.
It's you. It's my memory confusing me because of your confusion.
For you and the System Lords will never find him.
You know, that look actually quite works.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much any look on her quite works. Let's face it. She's second only to Amanda Tapping in terms of hotness. And Amanda Tapping beats her because she gets extra geek points.
Don't!
Shoot a hand,
shoot
Daniel.
The shield! Shoot the hand!
They've done it before. No. They did it to...
No, Shari, fight it.
My host cannot help you.
No. Oh, Harua.
Ah.
So he's decided, screw this, it's all...
They looked like they were being overrun for a second, but Tilts had a timeout.
And then it cut away, and then it cut back, and they were still almost overrun.
Now, you couldn't hit her over the head with your staff weapon, could you, Tilt? Anything...
Aim for the hand.
Okay, it's still slow-mo, so this is taking a few milliseconds as Tilt decides what to do, but...
Okay, a brief own personal experience. I was playing paintball.
Oh, good. I was worried you were a mercenary of some sort for a while.
No, I was playing paintball in New Zealand, and... There was a small gap between the boards that I was looking at. We're talking, like, you know, 10, 15 mil.
Yeah.
A paintball came through that gap and managed to hit me between the hoodie of the thing I was wearing and the top of the eye goggle mask, right smack in the forehead.
What colour was it?
Green, if I'm reserved.
Green, huh?
So this episode, written by Jonathan Glasner, and directed by one of the ever-infectious and spreading DeLuise clan.
Yes. I don't recall seeing him in this episode, though.
He's not Hitchcock. Maybe he doesn't cameo in every...
Well, he's directed two and he's been in two so far.
Just because you don't recall seeing him doesn't mean... No. Ah. Now, that's not an unpleasant thing to wake up to. Oh, that looks sore. Now, is Jack looking at the director off camera for... Do we look at him now? Is this Daniel's face?
What's my lines?
What's my name again?
What happened? You don't remember?
And there's Duke, bald and brown.
They all look worried.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
We were on P8X873.
Love to know why they came over. I know, they gave us some bull about a mathematical system, but they never actually bothered to explain it.
Oh, for planet code.
Yeah.
There is some method to the madness.
Sorry I was there.
Yeah.
She's dead, Daniel. Sorry. How? It is I who am responsible.
Strong opening, though.
Yeah. Well, even at this point, you're thinking, how the hell did they all survive?
Yeah.
pretty much unscathed except for Daniel, who got his brain fried. And you're right.
Well,
it
Daniel,
does.
You probably not know this.
Well, I assure you, it was done only to save your life.
Awkward.
No.
No?
No. They have a sarcophagus. Her guards put her in the sarcophagus. She's still out there somewhere alive.
Oh, and now for the other bad news.
What?
Doctor, can he be taken out of the infirmary?
We'll have to keep his strip in. I'll arrange for a wheelchair.
I'll take him, sir. I will accompany you also.
Yes.
Oh, that's all right then.
It's all quiet and sort of peaceful music.
Kazoo.
My son.
It's a sad day for us all.
No. I know this will be difficult for you to understand, Kazoo, but the demon inside your daughter will help her rise again.
Is this true?
Not this time.
Always liked that actor, Eric Avari.
He still reminds me of Braytak, a sort of non-martial version of Braytak.
Put a little skull cap on him, polished up. It'd work.
Oh, sorry. The robes. You have to admire the wardrobe.
For someone who comes from a desert planet, though, you're expecting to be a little darker. In fact, all the hostages, they look quite pale. It's almost as if they lived their lives in Canada.
No, you're thinking of Wales, perpetual rain. Wales in Canada, although similar in terms of green leafiness, tend to have slightly wider variations in weather. Canada being about 3,000 times the size of Wales. She looks quite pale, but she's dead.
Yeah, she doesn't look too good.
Why didn't you leave her there?
It's pretty hard to look any worse than you do there. How does one look worse than dead?
Well, mortuaries charge you a pretty penny to make sure you look your best.
We were victorious, Daniel Jackson. There was no one remaining to take Shari to a sarcophagus. We brought Kasuf to prepare her body according to Abadulian tradition.
The good news is we managed to save most of the Abadonians.
And for that, we're eternally grateful.
I say you were victorious, but there were a few casualties. At the very least, they should mention that they lost some members of the SG teams, and they must have done.
They're probably disposable Marines, the SG equivalent of redshirts.
You should have waited longer. I would have gotten through to her.
She was trying to kill you, Daniel.
No, she wasn't trying to kill me. Amanet was trying to kill me.
I have seen many humans killed by Goa'uld-driven devices. You would have been dead in mere seconds had I not acted. I
think anybody that goes through the gate is a member of the SGC. They may not be in an SG team, but they wear the SG patch.
I am sorry Shari is dead. However, you are my friend. If I had to do it again, I would do the same.
He's not very repentant, is he? I'm sorry.
No.
I've killed your wife. The entire reason
I would shoot to maim. Oh.
I mean, the reason you've gone to countless plans, put your life at risk, well, at least 40-odd times, he said, referencing the numbers again, and I would kill her again. Do you really expect Daniel to ever talk to you again after saying that?
Yeah, okay, a fine distinction. Right at that point, it doesn't really matter which one was trying to kill you. You were dying.
Yes, not having a good day. Believe me, Daniel, I can relate. Robert C. Cooper?
The producer.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm thinking of Robert Picardo. My apologies. I think, when the hell did he get involved?
I brought you some of these chocolate walnut cookies that you love so much.
Thank you.
Weren't you still doing Voyager at that stage?
She bought him cookies.
Yes.
I've never really lost anybody significant to me, but is that what you can expect? Cookies?
I don't know, neither have I. I lost a very close cousin, but I was 16 and wasn't in a position of cookies. Of the pen?
Oh, yeah.
The ages. From hammers and chisels to quills and ink. But I never stopped once to recognize the ingenuity of this simple little piece of technology that we use.
Daniel's kind of losing it a bit. You know, let's see if we can get the company psychiatrist.
It's kind of regressing to the basics, you know, the written language.
It's a pen. Yes, Tony, it's a pen. That's very good. You can stab people in the eye with it if you like.
The simplest things were a wonder to her.
Daniel, it's healthy to hold on to those memories.
I couldn't save her.
It doesn't work if you hold it like that, though, Daniel.
No, you have to put the pointy end down. In fact, the nib is retracted, so it is not going to work either way.
That alternate cut of this episode, Daniel goes crazy, stabs a pen into Sam's brain and goes on a rampage.
Fair enough.
I'm just going to get some sleep if you don't mind.
Yeah, in other words, get out.
Okay. And then we descend shortly after, he said, reading ahead briefly in the transcript. Sorry, I know, I promise I wouldn't do that anymore. Habit's hard to break. Carter does look genuinely upset and concerned. I don't know where she was going with the cookies, though. She's not really sort of maternal, is she? She's not. Certainly, thus far, she hasn't been especially feminine.
Well, only with Cassandra. And even that, only briefly.
Now we're descending into a bizarre world.
Yeah, first-time watchers. What's going on now?
You think there would be any first-time watchers listening to this?
Well, not particularly yours, but whoever watched it for the first time.
He's awake.
Hey. How do you feel?
Hello.
Confused.
I bet. Tell him your name.
Daniel Jackson.
And what's your birthday?
July 8th. Shari.
Yes, husband.
Alive.
I am.
As are most of our people. Thanks be to you. Thanks be to all of you.
What happened?
I found you in the clutches of Amunet's ribbon device. I had no recourse but to fire upon her.
Then we took her straight to the Tok'ra. They had a captured sarcophagus and a way to remove the gold.
On the bright side, we can quite definitively say this is her final appearance.
It's probably the first time we've seen her pretty much as a human in human clothing. In Earth culture clothing.
Yes.
It's either
if
been...
If you forward a bit more, love, I can look down your top.
He's probably seen that plenty of times at home.
Yes, but we haven't.
Well, we have, actually.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. So we have. Not on the syndicated version. Guess me, Daniel.
Yeah, Jack, let's go. Feeling uncomfortable.
You went there. I really didn't go there. You were there all on your own.
No, I mean Jack. And of course, this is the first time they've been together since. She's free of Amunet.
But what about the childbirth sequence?
No, I mean being together. Together.
Oh, that's just me.
Yeah, she wasn't really in the mood when she was having a baby.
Very big brown eyes. Although, truthfully, men apparently prefer women with blue eyes because brown eyes are dominant. Therefore, if your partner's cheated on you, don't know if the child is yours or not.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Who's that?
A nurse.
Is Shari here?
No. Do you mean we haven't taken her body back to Abydos? Is that what you meant?
She's not very good looking.
I don't think it's a prerequisite of the job. I could be wrong.
In my experience, because I used to share a house with a nurse and I saw her out of uniform. Hell, I saw the one wrapped in a bloody towel. And she looked a lot better in the uniform. So if she doesn't look good in the uniform, she must be really awful out of it. Yes, I'm being catty. Sorry, folks, I had a bad day. Daniel looks puzzled.
Yes, is she dead
Daniel's
or not?
Daniel's default expression. It's not ancient archaeology. He's like, duh, what?
Dr. Jackson, good to see you back on your feet.
Yes, Dr. Fraser just released me.
Now, he's wearing an Aran jumper.
Yes, probably an original as well. Hammond's office has changed. The door's in... either his desk is in a different place or the door's moved.
No, they've redressed the set for season 3. Have we actually seen the office yet?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Because Jack stormed out of it a few episodes ago, didn't he? Yeah. When he took learning curve, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, as a general, you'd think he'd have a sergeant as his... Well, adjutant. Adjutant, yeah, not his secretary. That's...
See, the 18,000 word vocabulary is useful sometimes.
I joined this program so that I could find my wife. I found her. End of story.
He's wrapping it. That's got an interesting skull motif. And that's probably Linux for Dummies or something.
Yeah. And I'd want to go through all those packages, because anything he found while travelling through the gate remains a property of the United States government, including that.
It's a spoon.
Or a small golf club. Yeah, that'll work.
Looks more like a croquet mallet.
Jack likes it, whatever it was. Like a cat with a little ball of string. Ain't it fun?
Cat with ball of string. And the lighting and magnifying the non-illuminated, uninteresting manuscript device. Sorry, I'm a bit Leonard the Aquarium when it comes to name for things. There probably is a name for that. You know, the big circle thing with the magnifying glass and the inset light. Answers on an email. We may award a small prize.
How long are you going to be gone? Didn't General Hammond tell you? What? That you quit? Yeah, he told me that. But, come on. We both know you can't stay away. I guess we're both wrong, because I'm gone. Give it a week. You'll miss me. Yes, all the salty, bad-tempered insults, all the illogical arguments. Okay. You'll miss Carter and Teal'c.
Yeah, that's right. We'll miss Jack. He'll miss Sam and Teal'c.
That's what Jack just said.
I'm probably a second or two ahead of you then.
And you'll miss the excitement, all the new cultures you get to explore, the living history.
Actually, he only said he missed Carter. He's not going to miss Teal'c. He's already going to be in a position to miss Teal'c. You killed my wife.
There's no love lost there.
Up until now, every time I set foot through that gate, I was thinking about my wife.
He hid it well. Mm-hmm. Another planet, more trees. The lad's lost his lust for life.
Yes.
It'd just be some place where that hope used to be.
I mean, he's sort of in the jumper equipment of a cardigan. Or you don't care if you do, do you? Do you, Daniel? You don't care if he does.
That's why I can't do it anymore. I hope you understand that. The SGC may be the single most important human endeavor for the future of mankind. Not bad, huh? You said that. The SGC will go on without me.
I mean, what we know of Jack's history, he reacted a lot worse than this when he lost his loved one.
He lost his son. It's a lot harder to lose a son than it is to lose a wife.
I haven't done neither, but...
My understanding is. A good friend of mine's a grief counselor.
Please get out of my way, Teal'c.
I will. But you must hear me first.
I have a pretty good idea what you want to say.
Is there not some form of human ritual in which I may ask your forgiveness?
Where's the rest of the boxes?
Well, he's not going to take them out himself, aren't he?
Shouldn't he have a really great trolley? Confrontation.
Nah, there's not a ritual for that, Teal'c.
No. I wonder if she was the nurse from earlier, if they're trying to save an actress. Oopsie. And here we have a rare external shot. We haven't seen shots like this since Holiday. In fact, weren't we in this apartment in Holiday?
Well, I have no idea if it's the same apartment. If it is, it's shot from a different angle.
It's ostensibly the same apartment.
It's meant to be the same apartment, yeah.
That's why I use the term ostensibly.
The odds are it isn't.
No, the odds are it's somewhere else they heard for a day.
Yeah.
And had the said dressers come in.
Now I get on with my life.
What are you going to do?
Well, hopefully I'm going somewhere far away. The most remote dig I can find.
We gonna see you again?
At the funeral.
Lots of awkward pauses here.
Yes. Which nicely eased up the episode time. Clearly didn't write much.
I mean, at this stage, they've been together 2.5 years, but they're still not quite in the realm of family. The friends, yes.
The Jack's expression there says, please, God, don't let him try and hug me. That was very much, don't hug me, please.
A happier time, he'd just give Sam a hug instead.
Every time Jackie gives Sam one, oh, be God, I say corrected. You just let me blather on there, didn't you?
It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
You can tell it's serious, though, because he didn't ruffle his hair.
Daniel's in serious mode. It's very hard to take Daniel seriously with the page by haircut, though.
No, it don't suit him.
A giant empty bed. Yep, I know that feeling. Although, in my case, the women I've actually dated have died. And it's orange.
Hear me, Danielle.
The much used shot. I mean, how much time did they spend by reusing the shot about five times in the episode?
Yeah, handy, isn't it? You just get a slightly changed dialogue each time.
Mm. Are you ill, my husband?
Apparently.
Well, that can be done. That can be relooped in post-production.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Hello, Sherry. Why is Daniel's shoulder in the way of naked bits of Sherry? We want more naked Sherry. Damn.
Yeah, right. The executive producers didn't.
Until Brad went there last time.
What, it'd been digitally added?
No. I mean, in the previous shot, you get the impression you just saw her shoulder. You get the impression she wasn't actually wearing a bloody bra. Yes, I'm perfect here. Thank you for listening, folks. Watch as our listenership figures plump.
You must first forgive Tilk. He did what is right.
When he killed you.
Yes.
But you're here.
Yes. Now go back to sleep.
She's speaking in that sort of irritating fashion that they did in that episode of Trek, where everything was represented in metaphors. Quite possibly the worst next-gen episode ever.
Yeah. I don't think it was too bad.
Sorry?
I don't think it was too bad. Nice idea.
Yeah, badly executed. And she's going to kiss him and then disappear into a little weird dimensional sucky portal-y thingy, possibly. To me, I'd be going, this may not be real, but they wonder if I make love anyway. If we're going to be involved in a fantasy with a dead wife, please tell me it's what you're...
While you're awake.
Which would probably make a difference from a normal relationship, but still.
Fatal again. Nicely done, though, isn't it?
Fade to blue, and she's gone. Yes. As someone said to me in the 80s, whenever a main light is switched off in a bedroom and TV, a blue one is switched on.
Yeah.
I'm always concerned. Which route are you going to bury her? And do you honestly think there's enough dirt there to fill a hole that size?
I'm amazed at being able to dig a hole that square in sand.
I think the edges might be shored up with wood. Jackson dressed
uniform. I mean, what are the burial customs of a desert people?
Good question. Depends on the
desert. A mouse?
You'd have to ask Daniel.
I speak for Shara, who can no longer speak for herself.
Fraser in uniform. She looks good. Yeah. Haven't seen Fraser in dress uniform before, have we?
I don't think she was at Sam's promotion ceremony. Hmm.
I have spoken no lies nor acted with deceit. Yanach, sapu shure yesede. Nute yirunav, susherunun. I was once possessed by a demon who did these things against my will. You are yesede, prayif.
Hammond is off planet. It's a rarity. Although, he's been off planet more this season than he has in any other season combined.
Oh, yeah.
I'm merrily jaunting through the big circle. Have I in the past referred to it as a giant polo mint?
As a what?
A giant polo mint.
Oh, a giant polo mint. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
Well, that's a travel gate, obviously. The other one isn't a polo mint because the outer bit rotates around the middle bit.
Now, you can hear the wind blowing in the background. And
you can't hear the moon. No, it's not. That's because it's probably super glued to the air.
If my heart weighs more than a feather, my soul still contains sin. If not, may my soul join the god.
But isn't the god they're effectively praying to Ra?
Well, I'm pretty unless it made Ra look like a mouse now, because taking the out of him.
Yes. You broke up, so you actually censored yourself. I heard was taking the pet out of him.
It saves me a bit of trouble next week when I edit this episode.
Or did you actually not say the S's?
Oh, yeah, Mr.
I don't think there's enough earth there.
I'm sure it'll fill it in.
Yeah, I know it'll fill it in, but you know they've cut away, and they've cut away again, so you can't actually see, because actually that amount of earth, even three or four people on the side, wouldn't be able to lift the bloody cloth, or rip it, unless it's like canvas.
Well, they're very strong people.
Canvas weighs a ton. I've carried canvas tents, they're heavy.
Your
good son.
It was a beautiful ceremony, good father.
It was. My heart is still burdened.
Why? Your daughter is with the god.
The god. You remember the god we blew up about 3 years ago?
I mean, this doesn't look like Abydos.
No.
You'd have thought they'd have colour corrected the sky a bit, made it look a bit brighter.
Well, hey, we're not entirely sure this isn't in Daniel's head again. We have actually, and it's not even resolved at the end, we have no idea what percentage of this episode, aside from the pre-credit sequence, is real.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's what the... If you actually question, like, well, this was all in Daniel's head and he didn't remember it properly, and the sky was cloudy because it represented the dark state of Daniel's subconscious, the death of his wife.
Yeah, you can really explain anything, can you, when you get into gobbledygook terms?
Excuse me, I have a degree in those gobbledygook terms. It took me 4 years.
You must forgive Tilk.
Yes, you already told me that.
And together you must find the boy.
Why?
For he is Harcissus, the one who holds the secrets.
The boy is the son of two Goa'uld hosts. He contains all the secrets of the Goa'uld. You must find him.
How?
Hear me, Danielle.
Yep, suck your way into Ritu style / Telling walk out of face. Beep. That's one thing I don't miss about not living in a city. At night here, it's quiet. Apart from the idiot next door's large bore exhaust vent.
This is Dr. Daniel Jackson. I need to speak to Major Carter.
She's not in. Please call again later.
Daniel!
Well, old Doc Jackson. What are you doing here?
I need to talk to Sam. Alone.
Yes.
General, I need to...
Ooh.
Talk to you alone.
That didn't go well.
Rothman, played by Jason Schombing.
One-off, two-minute appearance.
Especially Colonel O'Neill.
Well, don't let Jack get you. He's just intimidated by you because you're way smarter than he is.
Yeah, that really didn't go well. That's not Peter DeLuise, is it?
No. It's Jason Schombing.
That's a silly story.
I'm sure it might not be pronounced that way. I have no idea.
That's fair enough. Yeah, I was listening to the GWC people trying to pronounce the actor that plays Ronan's surname today.
Oh, yeah. Jason Momoa.
I'm assuming he's Samoan, is he?
His surname sounds such. I have no idea what his ethnicity is.
That's fair enough.
And what wants to claim it as, is fine by me.
Yeah, scary man.
So, what's up?
How well do you understand the Gould hand device? How it works?
Well, best I can tell, it uses a modified version of the power source for the staff weapons, which it channels through amplification crystals that...
No. I mean, it works by thought control, right?
It's Sam, Daniel.
Yes. She's got a very smooth skin there.
Like thought control amplified with emotion.
Okay, so there is a connection with the mind.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's possible to send a thought through it if you had someone in one of those grips like Shari had me in.
Ooh. Carter. Daniel is grasping at straws here. Stop throwing bales of hay at him.
I mean, he's realised the idea now, though, that there is a chance there was something going on within the time he was being zapped.
Carter's now... backpedaling desperately. No, that's impossible. That's impossible. Forget everything I just said.
What message?
I'll come up with some other technical explanation and confuse the crap out of you.
I'm not sure.
How did he get on base, by the way?
Chances are he probably still has his clearance.
Basic security, our security procedures, you revoke your swipe card as soon as you leave. You know, that's really not a cat-friendly house, is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of breakables.
Hey, Daniel. Hi. How'd you get in here? You left the base before we could catch you. We thought we'd stop by and see you here.
You know, I'm looking at the angle, I'm looking at the width of it, and that could be a shipping container.
It'd have to be a lot narrower.
You think so?
Well, yeah, I load shipping containers.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I'll bow to your expertise on that one. So it's...
That's not to say there aren't some super-duper shipping containers, but the ones we ship to Saudi Arabia and places like that.
No, I'm not going to argue with you. I see hundreds of the bloody things at the train station every day. We don't get much traffic, but we get a huge amount of freight.
It gives the people of Abydos great security, knowing that you are out there among the gods, protecting us.
I'm sorry, good father. I joined the SGC in the hopes of finding Sharae. That goal is no longer attainable. So I cannot travel among the gods anymore. I hope you can understand that.
But Danielle, my daughter wishes you to travel among the gods.
She does.
Yes? So that you can find the boy.
Yes. They've stuck him in an SGC uniform. I suppose he couldn't wander around in his robe. He's got a lot more hair than Braytek.
Well, if it breaked up by now, he'd have got one of them swords down. He'd go, interesting weapon. And demonstrated.
And probably smashed several priceless 4,000-year-old vases.
Most of which Daniel's liberated from his Stargate travels once again.
What about the clock?
Oh, Shari told him. Bing! Another... Huh?
What? This is real. I mean, that's the thing. You watch, and it's kind of, normal, and then, huh?
Yeah, you think, well, this is actual real, isn't it?
This is it. And then it suddenly goes off left field. Now, is part of this real, and is Daniel now dreaming it? Was it real, and is Daniel sitting in the corner drooling?
Sherry.
The tent.
One hell of a bedroom, that is.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking this door didn't do that last time. Now, did they do it here first, or was this in Star Trek Generations?
I'm thinking. Well, Generations came after this, didn't it?
So they robbed it from this. Bloody pyramid. It's almost worn out, perfect scene. You know, the Shat opens his bedroom door and steps into a barn.
Of course, in Generations were 94, this is 99.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Come to me, Daniel.
Jesus, Generations that long ago?
I know, I didn't think it was that long ago.
You just checked, haven't you?
Yeah, I did.
It's whitish orange. And we probably still have another couple of transitions. We've got 10 minutes to go, yeah. And he's in the bedroom, admittedly. He's got a ready... Yeah. Ooh, that's a new shot. Is this the one night? I mean, at this point, you're like, what the hell is going on?
The way this is playing out, this is real. Because he's got to apologise to Teal'c. He's got to make it right with Teal'c before he can take the next step. Well, yeah, just walk into his room. Don't knock.
Am I interrupting?
It is good to see you, Daniel Jackson.
It is good to see you, Daniel Jackson. Yes, you are interrupting.
Teal'c, if two Goulded hosts have a child...
It is strictly forbidden and punishable by death.
Really? Why?
If two hosts were to mate and produce a child, that child would contain all the knowledge of the Goa'uld.
So the genetic memory that Gould have in their DNA is passed on to the human offspring?
That is correct. Such children are called Harsisis. These children are hunted down and destroyed by the Goa'uld with great impunity.
So the offspring, the Harsisis, would contain all the knowledge, all the secrets of the Gould that...
Yes, Daniel.
You're going to wonder why TX set out all those candles, and is this not a fire risk on base? Is that a rhetorical question? Am I interrupting?
Yeah, are you awake?
Of course I'm awake. TX doesn't sleep. That's why Calnery is necessary. As memory serves, when he has Junior, he doesn't actually need to sleep.
That's handy in a soldier.
Mm-hmm. Probably where the Gould developed it. Or stole it from someone else.
Doesn't Daniel know what the Harsisis child is? Or is this just to remind the viewer?
Oh, I'm sure it's exposition for the sake of the viewer. We've had some very weird stuff. The viewer has no clue what the hell is going on. They're desperately trying to get a grasp on the episode.
General, the guy's got two left feet. I'm telling you, he slows down the unit.
Deja vu? Deja vu?
Deja vu. Daniel's back.
Yo, let's throw him a lifeline. God knows at this point, if we go to outbreak now, people will turn off. Explain. What?
Just to underline, there's probably many viewers thinking, why should Daniel go and find the son of his wife?
Who's no relation to him at all.
No.
Apart from on a sort of improving the universe thing.
And obviously, the boy should have been his child, but obligation to your wife.
They were together for a year. They're on a desert planet with no access to contraceptives. How the hell did he not manage to get returned already? Did Daniel have, like, a crate of condoms somewhere? Did they use the rhythm method? That's never...
Are you kidding? No, I've given it some thought and I've decided I'd like to come back. May I ask what changed your mind? You were fairly adamant. I don't know. Let's just say that there's something through the Stargate that I think I still have to be the one to find. Now, see, I miss that. I have no idea what he means, but I buy it. What do you say, General?
Haven't put through his resignation papers yet.
Good. So he's in. So, Bruce Jenner. Sit this one out, huh?
Me? Why?
You've been reassigned to another unit.
Why?
Okay, you're being replaced.
Why?
Because I'm intimidated by your intelligence. Where's the confusion here?
Yes, Jack, you've been caught out there, haven't you? Well, he's honest, at least.
Sorry, I missed what he was on about there.
Jack was complaining about the Rothman being... Daniel said he was a decathlon champion. So basically, Jack just moaning for the sake of it. But he's got Daniel back now, so all is well.
Daniel Jackson, you're rejoining SG-1.
Yeah.
Thank you. That sums up Daniel, that does. Mm. His lips are moving. We don't understand what he's going on about, but somehow it's all comforting. He doesn't seem upset about it either, does he?
No. His name's Rothman. He's got large nose glasses and black hair and a beard. Do you think he's a wee bit Jewish? Just a tad, like.
Get the classic shot of four of them in front of the gate.
Carter, grab your samples. He'll stay with her. I'm going to check out that tree line. Daniel, the UAV didn't show any...
And Heather. Lots of Heather.
Yes. The filthy guys are heavy at work here.
Ooh. Purple.
Makes a change from lots and lots of trees. Could have been purple trees, of course.
You think they've been coloured?
In post, yeah. I'd hate to be the art department who says, you see all them trees there? Paint them.
Huh? Oh.
Dress cleared before I got here.
Now, originally think, who's coming through? Ain't it Daniel going?
Yep.
Nobody heard the DHD operating.
No, clearly not. They're probably listening to music on the little headphones.
Nah, extras or dummies?
What's the diff? Extras are probably cheaper. Seriously, extras are probably cheaper.
I'm sure there must have been.
I mean, there were a lot of extras in the running over the hill art sequence.
That's true.
Therefore, they just go, you, lie down. Mm. You'll be in shot for longer.
You are finally here.
Yes.
You are the only one who can save the boy, Danielle.
Why was there a mark on the floor? Of course, okay. There wasn't a mark on the floor, was it? Because we're back in Daniel's mind.
Amonette took the Abaddonians as a show, so that Hero Ur will not know her true goal.
To take the boy.
She has sent him into hiding with her closest aide.
Where?
There she goes again. Oh, she's back in.
Yes. I don't know.
There
even
is no
spoof. Seen this episode, I saw this. I actually saw the last half of this episode recently, and it's not resolved. Tells you feck all. You're like, what? What's real? What's not? Give me.
Well, this is the actual bit, though, where she does explain it in words.
They tried to suck me out, but I just get right back.
That's obviously showing the conflict between Amine and Sha-Ray in her mind. Each one gained dominance.
Assuming this is not complete fibble fabble and Daniel slowly being cooked brain as neurons die and he desperately tries to replace him with someone else.
It's not the first time this basic idea is used in this franchise, though, is it?
He says desperately trying to remember. At least he got a snog of it.
Oh, yeah. See his flesh.
to your firing. We're finally back in reality. All the rest of it was all in his head.
Like you said last week, straight for the patch, through the chest.
Yeah, but she's a full ghoul. She doesn't have a patch.
Well, it's going to rip her spine out. But that's what I mean, though. He's trained to aim at a certain place, like police officers are.
Yes, and we don't yet have any sort of anti-staff weapon armor.
I'm sorry, Daniel Jackson.
You did the right thing, Teal'c.
And everything Daniel's been through has allowed him to say that one sentence at that time.
Yes, and Teal'c's like, God, that was fast.
Thankfully, he didn't shoot them pair.
Well, as far as Daniel's concerned, it's been like a few weeks.
Gone through the morning side quite a few times, hasn't he?
Oh, God.
Teal'c?
Daniel Jackson will be fine.
Yes. Well, there's a black mark. So, yeah, I mean, the actual time lapse in this episode, in reality, is about 2 minutes from the moment he enters the tent until, sort of, you know, nearly 40 minutes of episode time later.
Virtually everything takes place between one heartbeat and the next.
Well, a couple of heartbeats. Rapidly faltering heartbeats. And that was... I would go as far... Okay, weird, confusing, but one of the best episodes so far this season, I think.
It was a very good episode. As you say, it's an episode you've got to watch. Probably two or three times.
I've watched it two or three times. I'm probably.
It was great to see Vietari Bandera back again for her last appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Ashare. Kasuf again, Eric Avari. I don't think we see him again.
I mean, oh, I think we do.
Do we?
But not for about six seasons.
Oh, fair enough then. Remind me when we get to that episode that was wrong.
With pleasure. So, did you spot any feedback on Facebook, or did you look?
I don't think we've had any recent. Actually, I didn't spot Peter DeLuise in that episode.
Yeah.
He may have been one of the extras that got gunned down. The chances are, you know, he gets into the habit of being in the episode, so I would have thought he'd have donned his armour and at least fired a weapon.
I have issues with that opening battle sequence.
The problem with it for me is the staff weapon fire. It felt fake. You know, they weren't reacting to it. Obviously, you know, trying to...
apart from the people that actually got hit.
Oh, yeah. The stuntmen were doing right. But as you say, Jack were getting up and moving about. Sam was standing, well, kneeling.
Presenting a very clear silhouetted target.
Yeah. It was a nice idea. And for the franchise, it was quite a big scale. But last week's episode, that combat scene seemed a hell of a lot more realistic. You saw a lot less.
In the production team's defence... This battle sequence, while spectacular, was merely a background against which the episode may have been played out and set up. Last week's battle sequence, it was all about the battle sequence, the training, the rules of engagement, the combat. It was central to the episode. This was secondary and minor background, so...
Yeah, in many ways, though, they either went too far or did too little. The amount of Jafar they had running at him, you know, you think they shouldn't have survived.
The gay cast got a tweet there from Joe Flanagan saying, dog photos and Guinness for tonight. Castmates and I will pick finalists. Yabba dabba doo. Fair enough, Colonel Shepard. And that's pretty much it. We don't have any email. If you want to contact us, you can go to gaycast.phasecast.com to download episodes if you've got this from iTunes, and you can post feedback comments there. You can email gatecast@phasecast.com. Give me serious consideration to get a new domain, but that'll just confuse people and probably break the feed. You can leave audio comments at the phone number, which is on the website, hopefully.
Is it? I don't know.
Probably. And yes, and I will make an effort to actually correctly number the episodes from now on. This was episode 53. Thank you for downloading and listening. We do appreciate any and all comments, positive, negative, or random. And God knows, after this episode, random would probably fit in.
Yep, anything you want to say, pleasure to listen to it.
Next week's episode is Past and Present, and all I'll say is it features a rather unexpected return in a slightly different form for a character we've seen previously.
Is it? Ooh.
Thank you for listening, folks, and you'll hear from us again. I've been Alan.
And I'm Mike. See you next time, folks.
Bye.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike, and Scott. Visitors at gatecast.facecast.com.